Second stage. This will be an opportunity for break in one of the characteristic bars or trattorias that animate the area between the end of the Sant'Anna Canal and the beginning of Via Garibaldi, where the atmosphere is still that of a tight-knit community and where the locals love to get together to drink an ombra di vin, a glass of wine, and engage in animated conversations. Right in the middle of things is a bar that advertises the Aperol Spritz and the famous Venetian sandwiches. On Via Garibaldi 1639, you'll find Alice in Wonderland Fine Art, where you can enjoy the exquisite mosaics made according to the ancient tradition, the Byzantine icons on glass, as well as the elegant mirror created in this unique workshop. From the Colonnette Bar, we recommend a small detour to stop along the Fondamenta del Rio de Atana and observe the wall curtain and corner tower of the Arsenale in the intersection of Rio della Tana and Rio San Daniele. From this vantage point, time really seems to have stopped in the Middle Ages. This is the starting point of the part of the itinerary that explores the Arsenale area, which covers more than 1/20 of the city and includes not only the shipyard, but also a large number of buildings built expressly by the Republic to house sailors, specialized workers, hospitals and hospices for sailors and the widows, and many factories that at the time were located outside the city walls. From Via Garibaldi, leaving on the left the tree-lined Viale Garibaldi with the monument to the general who championed the unification of Italy, we enter Corte Nuova, then proceed along the Fondamenta di Atana to Campo di Atana, which has a public drinking fountain. The name comes from the city of Tana at the mouth of the River Don on the Black Sea, from where the Venetians imported the best quality hemp for the production of ropes that were in great demand throughout Europe. Here you will see the outside of the famous Corderie built around 1590 for the manufacture of ropes used on ships all over Europe. It is a 313 meter long single nave hall, the double row of columns coming down the center. Considered the longest hall in Europe, even modern times, it is today one of the venues of the prestigious Biennale of Contemporary Art and Architecture. Walking along Fondamenta della Madonna, we come to the ancient Porta dei Leoni and Campo dell'Arsenale, where you can stop on the benches and the shady area by the canal opposite Fondamenta della Madonna for a well-earned break. Next to the water gate, flanked by two magnificent towers, which were used to arm the galleys with masts and cannons, there is the land gate where highly specialized workers working on the construction, maintenance, and repair of galleys and run cargo ships entered and exited the yard. In the 15th century, the production system was already similar to the modern assembly line, and it was therefore possible to build a warship in one day. In the 16th century, the Arsenale was the largest industrial hub in Europe, employing over 5,000 workers. You then take Calle Arsenale to the Church of San Martino, built on a design by Jacopo Sansovino in mid-16th century, where on the facade, next to the doorway, you can see a large mosque with its mouth open for the posting of the famous secret accusations, where citizens have the duty, but also the right, to inform on those who committed a crime by signing their own name and that of two witnesses. Walking down Fondamenta Pinini, you reach Campo delle Gorne, and Venetian Gorna means gutters, where you can see two large downspouts on Istrian stone jutting out of the walls of a state shipyard and still perfectly preserved. Walking all the way down Rio de Gurne, you turn left into the arcade of the Porto de Lanzio and arrive in Calle Magno, from the name of the Gothic Palace, house number 2693, whose beautiful courtyard and original staircase can be visited asking for permission. Leaving Palazzo Magno, you proceed to Campo de Pozzi, whose original name derives from the particular relief of two whales represented on the single wellhead standing on the Campo.